Our gospel lesson comes to us today from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bible, you'll find that in the back half on page 4. Hear now these words. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." The Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Almighty God, inspire us by your true and living Spirit, that we may know more of what it means to be your children, and that we may faithfully respond to the call of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one in whose name we have gathered, and the one in whose name we pray. Amen. As a kid, I loved being my dad's shadow. Wherever he was, I wanted to be. Whatever he was doing, I wanted to do. And for the most part, he was a good sport and let me tag along. And of course, when I was a really little guy, there wasn't a whole lot that I actually could do. So Daddy's little helper would sometimes just get the task of, "Here, hold this, son." I quickly got bored with that. When I was about 4 or 5, Dad tore down a cafeteria at a local Catholic elementary school just for the materials. See, my mom was wanting a chicken house, so he was going to build a chicken house for Mom from that. He was also going to build a barn for my brother. Well, a barn for my brother to raise a steer in. He wasn't going to live in it. And he was going to use the bricks for himself to build himself a barbecue grill. So as he did that, my early tasks were driving nails out of wood and chiseling cement off of old bricks. But another thing that my dad always did was to do the upkeep on the cars. Now, for the most part, I must admit, I think it was just to save money, but to some degree, I don't think he really trusted other people with his cars. And so after I graduated from just being the one who held the tool, I got to hold the flashlight. So Dad, let's say he was working in the engine compartment. He had picked me up. He had set me somewhere convenient on or in the engine compartment. He had handed me the flashlight, and then he would direct my hand to where he wanted it to be so that I could shine a light on what he was doing. So there I was holding the flashlight, and as happens, even though it's much more interesting because, you know, I'm actually doing something. I know I'm doing something other than just holding a tool. I can see what he's doing, so it's kind of interesting, but after a while, my mind and my eyes would wander, and before long, so would the flashlight. And Dad would gently and but firmly pull my hand back to where he wanted the light. But as I think about light, I'm reminded that the scriptures are full of images in which we see God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit as light. But I must admit, until recently, somewhat unconsciously, as I considered our triune God as light, I've always seen the Trinity as somehow separate and removed, you know, shining that light into the darkness from afar. Sort of like me holding the light from my dad as he worked at arm's length. So when I saw God as light, I imagined God working at arm's length away, just shining light into the problem. But then a few months ago, I was preparing for a Bible study where we were looking at 2 Corinthians 4, the passage that Kyle read to you earlier. And there it notes, "For it is the God who said, 'Let light shine out of the darkness,' who has shone in our hearts." You see, God's light doesn't simply shine into the darkness. God's light shines out of the darkness. The God we experience as our parent, the God that we meet in the life of Jesus, the God we find in the empowering of the Holy Spirit, doesn't stay away at arm's length, shining at light into the dark places of our lives. This God comes to us in our darkness to meet us there, to show us and to help us to find a way out. And it doesn't matter whether the darkness that we are experiencing is a result of our own choices or whether that darkness is a result of others' choices that have harmed us or whether that darkness is just what life has dealt us. God meets us in our darkness to shine out of that darkness. And this God loves us just as we are, but too much to let us stay the same. Now, in the Gospel according to John, we hear Jesus speak of himself saying, "I am the light of the world." That's not what we hear in Matthew's Gospel. There in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells those gathered, "You are the light of the world." And he continues, "Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to God." Take that in for a moment. You, me, all of us are the light of the world. But do we sometimes want to shine our light and keep it arm's length away from the darkness in our world? I typically do. It's easy. I can just see the problem, but I don't ever take myself into it to be a part of the solution. Because it's so much easier to stay at a distance. But then I'm reminded of Ephesians 5:1, where it says to be imitators of God as beloved children. So as I hear this saying to be imitators of God, and I couple that with Jesus saying that you, me, all of us are the light of the world, I believe Jesus is calling us to walk into the darkness to meet the needs of others in the very same way that God does. To remind those that are in the darkness that they too are the light of the world. And friends, that takes faith. It takes trust in God. But I'm convinced that just as my dad started me off with simple tasks that grew with more experience, that this God that we see in Jesus and that is illumined by the Holy Spirit invites us just to use the skills that we have at that time, while expecting to learn and to grow. And you know what? The darkness that you're invited into may be different than the darkness that I'm invited into, but it's because we have different skills and abilities given by the Spirit. And even if we wind up being called into the same darkness, that doesn't mean that we're going to have the same tasks before us, because we complement one another. But the thing is for sure, Jesus is clear, we are to shine our light. We are not to hide it. We are to invite others in their own darkness to find their light from God. And to then shine that light out of their own darkness. And in the process, knocking down barriers that get in the way of that light. But you know, I'm also convinced that the best way to grow in a relationship with anybody is to spend time with them. Kind of like the time that I spent with my dad, helping him and learning from him. When we are invited into someone's darkness, we do not go alone. God's already there. God invites us to come in and to shine a light on the work that God is already doing. We are invited to help, but also to learn from God. And in so doing, we grow in our relationship with God, and we also grow in our relationship with whoever is in need. And I'm convinced that when our light drifts, that God gently pulls the light back where it needs to be. Thanks be to God. Amen.